And welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And like a knight in shining armor, here is County Appraiser Greg McHenry, who came in just a little bit earlier. You might have heard the commotion and helped us out.
I heard you on the radio saying you were missing a commissioner, and we have a lot to talk about anyway, so I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, first off, I guess let's just kind of rehash a little bit of Alan Todd's report to the commission yesterday morning about kind of a lot of housekeeping type stuff as far as the real estate market and some of those numbers.
Sure. This is the probably fifth or sixth year now that we've had Alan kind of present an update to the commissioners and to the community on what's been going on in the residential real estate market from our perspective during the past year. You know, we look at sales of properties in the past year up to 2 years and to try to calculate a value for homes. And it's always good, I think, to let folks in the community know what's been going on in the real estate market, maybe how it compares to a previous year or the previous years. That's what he was doing.
And it seems like things are pretty stable and looking good for the market.
They are. You know, it's a very solid market. The numbers are slightly up from previous year. You know, we look at things like numbers of sales. We do look at length of time on market, foreclosure numbers, those kinds of things. But also a mean and median. Median would be a midpoint. Mean is the average sale price of a home. And those are numbers that folks like to focus on a lot of times to kind of get an indication of, you know, what are we stack up compared to last year.
And maybe let's look at that a little bit. Maybe just kind of go back in time to our earliest math classes.
Yeah.
When it comes to median and mean, when you're talking about those, at least from the perspective of a county appraiser looking at the real estate market, what does that really mean when we're talking about a median sale price and a mean sale price?
Yeah, what we do and what the state of Kansas does actually is look at every sale that occurs in our market, and they do this in every county, and calculate things like a median and mean sales ratio. And we also look at median and mean sale prices. And as an example, as of December 1st, the median sale price was $185,000, which is what it was a year ago. The average sale price was $207,400 compared to $206,000 a year ago. That median is simply all of those sale prices put into an array, and that middle sale price is what the median is. And, of course, the mean is just the average of all of those sale prices.
So if you're somebody looking to buy a home, which one of those numbers are you paying attention to more, the 185? Five number to median, or are you looking at more the average that sales?
That's a great question. And, you know, one of the reasons in the appraisal world that we focus on the median, and statisticians would, I think, say the same thing, is that it's not as affected by outliers. Sometimes an average can be skewed because of a very high sale or low sale or a few high or low sales. So the median to us is always a real stable indication of what's going on that's not affected by a few outliers.
So the same thing, if you're looking to buy a home, you're probably going to look at that median more to get a better idea of...
I think so, yeah. Typically, that's a good reflection of, by and large, you know, what that middle of the market range is. And, of course, included in that range of sale prices could be over $1 million home sales and home sales that are a few thousand. And, of course, we don't want those to skew the number too much, and that's one of the reasons we focus on the median.
I'm looking at just some of the information that Alan presented and some of the information you've already talked about, looking at the market, saying it's been pretty solid. Is that really what you're probably wanting more than anything, is just kind of a solid, stable market rather than like a bunch of huge gains 1 year from the next or a bunch of differences in that way?
Yeah, I think what it really does indicate is, you know, I've talked in the past about the balance of supply and demand. And you see some of those big spikes up or down when those factors, one or the other, is out of balance. And a stable market tends to give us the impression that those factors are kind of in balance. You know, we don't have too much inventory of housing in terms of single-family housing. and we don't have such demand that we can't meet the demand. So it's kind of a housing economy that's in balance right now.
When you're looking towards the future a little bit, and I know that's always kind of hard to do, but yeah. How do you see the next few years for the housing market in Riley County?
Well, you know, the thing that a lot of folks talk about and probably some assumptions are made about is the impact of MBAF, obviously. How will that impact us? And I'm sure it will. You know, to what degree kind of depends on that inventory of housing. Are we going to see a lot of spec homes that are built maybe that are not custom homes built for a particular buyer that someone is looking to build and sell based on the assumption that we're going to have more demand for housing? We haven't seen that yet. But, you know, things like that are really what could change in the future. If there is more demand than we have housing, that can cause housing prices to increase. I think it's been a good sign so far that we have been a solid market, and those factors are kind of in balance at this point.
It also kind of seems like maybe developers have done a good job so far of not and, of course, this may, depending on who you ask, this could be a different opinion, but yeah. But with the anticipation of MBAF coming in, there could be a huge swell of overbuilding to prepare for that. But it seems like so far everybody's been kind of balanced and taking a kind of wait and see approach as far as when everybody gets in.
Yeah, in terms of single family housing, I think that's a fair assumption. And you know, there's risk in every business plan that builders have. And I think wisely, you know, they're kind of minimizing the risk as much as they can by trying not to get in the position of overbuilding in terms of single-family housing.
Because the other issue with MBAF, it should be pretty good-paying jobs that come in, and as far as housing that some of these jobs could afford, should be able to afford some pretty good housing, you would assume. Again, that's all assumption, but...
Yeah, it looks like it. I don't think from an employment standpoint, I can't see how MBAF opening is going to be anything but a positive to the community in terms of the economy. And more jobs are also always is a good thing in a community, and it appears that these are going to be good, stable, you know, well-paying jobs.
And real quick, we'll take a break here in probably just a couple minutes, but before we go over to that break, Dave and I in the previous segment were talking about a lot of rental signs that we've seen. What do you know about the rental market right now?
You know, I would caution people that get too caught up in looking at the signs, because this is the time of the year that students are typically looking for places for the next school year, and landlords are in the process of leasing up for the next school year. So, is the market softer than it was 2 years ago? I would say that's a fair statement. But at the same time, you know, I personally don't get too caught up in looking at the rental signs this time of the year, because it's typical to see rental signs up as they're leasing up for the next school year. One of the ways that we really try to avoid getting too caught up in all of that is by doing our rent surveys in early fall. And typically in our community, that means that those leases for the new school year are in place, and it gives us a better picture of what occupancies really are and what market rental rates really are and how soft or strong the market is after that lease-up period has been completed. You know, most of the student leases start either June 1st or August 1st, so we tend to do our surveys late August, early September. And we visit every property, and we also mail a survey to every property owner.
And just finally, before we go to break, do you have a four-legged friend that you would like to file some paperwork for governor?
No. Might be an improvement. It depends on your perspective. I don't know.
With that, let's go ahead and go to our second break. We'll come back and talk more with Greg McHenry, County Appraiser for Riley County, here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.